Okie dokie dokie. Okay. Good evening, gentlemen. We continue in the Rambam, Hilchas Yibum V'Chalitza, Perek Gimel, Halacha Zayin, Chapter 3, Law 7. Again, more scenarios of, more scenarios of questionable situations in which we need to have an Yibum or not. So we got finished with the women who can't be believed in their testimony for each other. Now Zion. Zion, Ches, Tes, Yud really go together very much. Shte Yavamos. Two women come back. Shabo Medina Sayom. They were across the ocean. They come back. They are two women married to two brothers. Okay? So they all went across the ocean, a nice cruise, the two couples, and as far as we know, they have no children, and the four of them are there. What happens?
The two widows are unrelated, but their husbands were brothers.
Two brothers and two wives,
right,
with no kids,
right,
went across the ocean.
Right.
The two wives come back, and they say, Zomeris, wife number one, says, Mace Bali, my husband died. The Zalmeris and the second wife, sister-in-law, says, Mace Bali, my husband died.
Oy.
Now, let's look at what's going on over here. So, theoretically, if...
And yours didn't? Is that what they implied?
Each one is just saying, I'm talking about my husband.
No implying.
They're
not talking about anybody else.
One says, they don't have to have gone together. One could have gone to China, one could have gone
to Vietnam. Two different cruises.
And they just came back on the same day and they said, my husband died, my husband died. Now, if we just take their testimony at face value and accept everything that they say, and we assume there are no other brothers in the mix, then these two women are free to marry whoever they want. That's what you would say if we would believe everything that we hear. However, we don't say that.
No, we don't.
Zuasura, woman number one, is prohibited to marry because as much as we will believe her, we do believe a woman if she says her husband dies for herself. But the problem is, but still the other sister-in-law has a husband who we can't believe the sister-in-law regarding the other sister-in-law's state of affairs.
One of the seven.
In other words, when B says, my husband dies, we believe B insofar as she can be believed to say her husband died. But she's not believed that her husband died to help A out. Why do we allow a woman to come back and say that my husband died? It's a takana. The rabbanu, says, otherwise she'll never get married again.
But not for you.
So a wife is believed to say her husband died.
Exactly.
So woman A is believed to say her husband died. But the problem is we believe 100%, ma'am. But we know there was a brother who was alive who went across the ocean. And we, as far as you're concerned, we have no proof that he's dead.
Right.
So you still have to wait for Yibum from him. You can say, but the wife said the husband B and wife B that he was dead.
We only believe her for herself, not for her
sister-in-law. And for obvious reasons, my friend, as we'll see in a minute. You're going to say, why should we do that? Well, just hold on for one second. Let me read a little more first. So again, Zoasura, one of the wives is Osir, Mipnei Balashuzu, because of the other husband from the other marriage. Zoasura, and the other woman is Osir to get married, Mipnei Balashuzu, because of the husband of the first marriage. Now, you're going to say, I don't understand. If she's believed for herself, why wouldn't she believe her sister-in-law? And we said five women are not believed to testify for other people, and one of the five is a Yavama. She's one of the five, and he could be alive. We explained in the halacha before. There could be some rivalry going on over here.
How could the woman be believed?
How can she be alive and not alive?
She's believed for herself.
We can't be dead and alive.
She's believed.
Exactly.
Palgina Nemonis. We split the level of believability.
Two levels.
For herself, we believe it. We don't believe it for others.
Somebody else.
You want to say your husband's dead, that's fine for you,
but it's not for what applies
to others. That's a famous rule we have. Because she's not believed to testify on the other person.
Here's the scenario then. What happens if neither one
Thank you.
Doesn't matter.
It's irrelevant.
Doesn't matter. We can't use one of these five women's testimony regarding how it affects the other one.
On her own behalf, she didn't know that.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
She had no idea herself.
Doesn't matter. She might want. She might be willing to, you know, in terms of the other woman, she might be willing to mess up the other woman.
I think both Sam and I are struggling with how can you, the court, believe someone's dead, and yet, with respect to something else, believe that they may not be dead.
It's a question of where we give believability.
Like who you're testifying on it. For yourself, we'll believe it, but for somebody
else... One testimony has many ramifications. We can't allow certain ramifications we allow, and other ones we don't.
So the believer, she can get married.
That's right.
But the other one still can't.
That's right.
Neither can get married.
That's right.
Neither can get married.
Right?
If you were by yourself.
That's it. It's a chiddush. Yeah. But that's the halacha he's saying
I'm
over
saying
here.
You can two witnesses, the other.
Well, witness a different story. It's going to come to the next halachas.
Oh.
Okay? But we don't give them believability for that. Okay, I understand what you're saying. Even if she wants to mess up her sister, but she'll be messing up herself, so we shouldn't believe her for herself. But no, we have rules. A woman is believed for herself. She's not believed for her sister-in-law. Ches. Now we continue the scenario. Continues. Hayala achas mehem eid shemeis bala. One of the women comes back and has a witness that says her husband died. So you'd figure she'd be the one better off, eh? But she ain't.
Oh, yeah.
So, the one who has the witness, Omedes Bisura, stands in the prohibited state. Why? Because she only can get married if we know that the other brother has died, but that is only from the testimony of her Yavama. Shena Asur Mipnei Bala, Ella Mipnei Yavama. She's Asur not because of her husband, but because of the Yavama, who might still be alive. We don't have testimony except from the Yavimta, which we're not allowed to believe for.
She needs a witness for the other
husband. But the other woman who just said my husband died, she is allowed to marry because the witness testifies that the Yavama's husband died, and she's believed to say her husband died.
They could make a soap opera out of this because no one would understand it.
Okay, so that is scenario number two. Now, tests. Now, the way I'm learning tests, I hope I'm learning it right, else I don't understand it at all.
Oh, yeah.
We have to divide tests into two segments. This is the way I, if you read it straight through, I couldn't understand it. So it took me a while. I think I understand it now. So let's continue now. Same situation. Two women come back. Scenario number three. Hayo Lazo Banim. One of these women had kids. Ulazo ain't Banim. And the other one did not have kids. Remember, it's two separate brothers, separate marriages.
Right.
Marriage A has kids. Marriage B does not have kids. So now, they both come back and they say their husbands died. So let's think for a minute. So if A says her husband dies, but we know she has kids, then she should be able to remarry. And wife Bay should not.
Right.
So we say, that's halacha. Zusha ain labani masur, the one without kids is prohibited. Zusha yesh labani muteris, and the one who has kids is allowed to get married. Now, it's based, it's all based on a Gemara. A Gemara says even more than this. Gemara says if one woman has witnesses that the husband died, and she had kids, and the other one doesn't have witnesses and doesn't have kids,
they can both.
Bingo. They can both get married. Because if the other woman, woman A, has a witness that her husband died, that will help the other wife. And if she has kids, that helps her.
Everybody's free.
Rambam didn't pick that case, but that's derived from the Gemara. Now, the way I learned the rest of the Rambam is it's a new scenario, because it won't make sense if it follows from the scenario one had a kid and one didn't have a kid. It's not going
to
make sense, the next clause. So I'm learning the next clause is a new scenario, back to no kids, back to the initial case.
Well, Rambam shouldn't have put it there. Put it.
Well, I don't know. Unless
you can write a letter.
Just kidding. See, if you're just following up with a kid and not a kid,
Sorry,
it doesn't make sense. But now we have another interesting scenario. And I don't know why the Rambam didn't, I guess it's only one line, but it's a new series. Now we're talking about again, the two wives come back, there were no kids, each one says that their husband died. Alright? Now, Hoyalahem Yavom Acher Khan. What if there's another Yavom here? There's a third brother.
Yes.
Who's here? Then Hareze Miyabem Lishtehem. He does Yibum to both of them. Because there's two homes. One, remember, if it's two separate brothers, each brother needs to have his home built up. Right. He either gives Yibum or he gives Chalitza to them.
So this really fits with Chalakka Zion.
It's going back. These are all following Zion. We're speaking about two women who come back from the country and say, my husband died. Just the only question is, what are we adding to the mix? Zion is, we didn't add anything to the mix. Ches, we added the fact that one of them had a witness.
Yeah.
Tes, we added to the mix that one of them had kids. Right? Now we're going back and we're saying, okay, what? Let's go back to that original halacha Zion, where there's a yavam, so the yavam takes care of that. There's no real chiddush in this halacha, but it's setting up the next halacha. So I don't know why the Rambam wouldn't have put this little bit right in Yud. See, Yud's awfully small, and you know, I'm just saying
the letter. Or the...
No, I'm just saying if you would have just put it in the beginning of Yud, it wouldn't make it so confusing for me. Obviously, it cannot be, this second half cannot be a continuation of the beginning of Tess, because it's talking where one of them had kids. She had kids, and there's no way the Yavam can marry the third brother marry her.
No.
I was bothered. I said, I can't figure the case out. So must be, it's going to be a case where there were no kids. So this is the obvious case, which is now setting up the more difficult case in Halacha Yud.
I guess the only insight here is you don't have to worry about the brother who may be dead or not. There's a third brother,
okay.
So you don't have to worry about that missing.
Well, or better, we believe the women not just that they can get married, we're believing them that they could do Yibum. We're believing that they
What does he say in Mem Aleph? Sharei Mishnei Batim Hain.
That's nothing. I already said that. I already spoke that.
But he can also release them with Chalitza, so they don't have to worry about that missing brother.
He can do Yibum too.
Right.
Okay, Yud. Now let's continue. So let's say the Yavam marries both of them now. Okay, we're continuing the case now. The Yavam marries both of them.
Nice.
Then, Meis Zeh HaYavam SheYibam Oso. Now the guy died after
Everybody's dying. He
did Yibum. And there were no kids. So now, let's think for a minute.
We have to go back to that missing...
Now we go back to the scenario that would have been in Halacha Zion. Mm-hmm. Halacha Zion said if each one says my husband died, they can't get married because could be. We can't believe the other woman about her husband, right? Mm-hmm. But the other woman's husband dying. So when there was a third brother, that just solves the problem.
But when he dies, we're back to the same
so now the point is, even though he did the Yibum, but if he did the Yibum without getting any kids, what do we normally do? If a brother does Yibum and he dies without kids, we go to the next brother. And since we're not sure that other brother across the ocean is for sure dead, Lagabe, the other wife, so what happens is, Asurisli Nase Lazor Keshay Betchila, we go back to their original state that they can't marry any strangers until we verify what's happening. After some, because there could be a third brother who's across the ocean, even though one was.
But they were usher to that third brother if their husband was still alive. They couldn't have done Yibum unless they were believing.
No. Again, we're splitting up the nemonis.
Yes.
Woman A, we believe that she said her husband died.
Right, but for
woman A, we don't believe that husband B died.
I understand.
Okay, so that enables brother C to marry her. You see?
Yeah.
Now, after he dies, they're still not free. We go back to square one.
We go back to the second loan. Now she's been married to this
but they need a kid.
No kid. So this marriage didn't help him any.
Well, I understand that, but now she's been married to brother C, and there's witnesses who know he died.
C died, but there's no witnesses that brother B died. There's no witnesses that brother B died.
Or A.
Or A.
It's like nothing happened.
It's like nothing happened.
We're back to square one. We're back to Halacha Zion. Halacha Zion, they couldn't marry. I understand what you're saying, because I understand what you're saying, because if we're allowing, we're believing these women that their husbands died, individually, I understand. So that still stands. That issue still stands. And he's saying, well, more. But now he did Yibum, but if really they're alive, how could he have,
So for each woman, we look at each woman independently, separately.
That's the Chiddush.
Obviously, of course, if there's no witness for anything, and they can't...
We're talking, this whole halacha is where there's no witnesses.
Right, so the same, this husband C here, he is the yom for each one of kind of thing. I mean,
that's right. So but now that he dies, we're back to square one.
I mean, that's what happened with Yehuda, wasn't it?
Now, similarly, now where am I? Now we're not done. A little bit more now.
Yeah.
But what if now? Now figure this one, guys. Nishyabmu, he does Yibum with. Let me read on.
Okay,
he does Yibum with them, but he doesn't die. Then Vinis Garshu, he divorces them from the Yibum, or for that matter, if let's say he died and left kids.
Well, that's not
story. Either way, Hare Elumatur Sazor.
Kids that he had with them?
Just now, with these two women. So Hare Elumatur Sazor, now they're permitted to marry a stranger. Now, because what did we say? Once Yibum happens and a divorce happens, then you can't do any more Yibum in the family.
Right.
Let's say there were five brothers, and the second brother does Yibum, then divorces her. She can't go to the third brother. The game's over.
It's all over.
So even if there is a brother who is alive, this brother, the third brother, did Yibum and divorced them, and now there's no more obligation for Yibum in this family anymore.
Doesn't make him stay married because, listen, the Yibum is...
He can do what he wants. It's the old halacha now. If a guy marries, does the Yibum, he can always divorce her. Can't force him to stay married. He tried his best, couldn't stand her, whatever.
Okay.
So in this case, if... Before he died, he gave one woman a kid and the other woman not. Then that woman...
So, right, one woman is free and the other one isn't.
Yeah,
unless he divorces her.
What I'm saying is they each have to have a kid.
If they do Yibum and they have...
Poor Mark, he's always the last one to ask the question and he gets the higher of the rabbi.
No, just a general thing. If they have a kid... Does the kid have any kind of spiritual connection to the uncle? Do they like Kaddish or anything like that? Or is it, you know, the whole reason that we do Yibum is to have a progeny. Is there any connection between them?
It could be a mystical one, but not a halachic one. Not a halachic one. He could be a nice guy and say Kaddish for him.
Naming after.
They might name after. That's all mystical. That's not in the realm of.
It doesn't fulfill the
of straight halacha. Okay, Yud Aleph and Yud Beis go together. So we got to get these two done at least before we break for tonight. Yud Aleph. Okay, now it gets a little bit trickier now. Let me just, we're going to hold the cup. Yud Aleph, let's go. Af al pisha isha namen eslomer. Even though a woman is believed to say, Mace Bali, my husband died. And now what? Vitina say. And she can get married to a stranger in a case where there's no Yibum situation. For example, they had kids, or he doesn't have any brothers. A regular case. A woman's allowed to say, my husband died. And let's say there are no brothers, or they had kids. There's no Yibum at all. She can say that, and now she can get married to another. We know that halacha. A woman can say, my husband died. There's no Yibum, and then she marries another guy. Or she can do Yibum if she has a Zika for Yibum. If there's a brother and there were no kids, she's still believed to say her husband died. I mean, that's a lot of believing, because if she was lying, we're permitting Ashes Ish or an Erva.
Right.
Or both.
Yeah.
Right? But we believe her. So fine. That's believed for a woman to say it on her own. However, Ain Hayavama Nemenislam, but Yavama is not believed to say Mace Yivami that my Yavam died.
I mean the brother, the alive surviving brother.
Shetinase Lazor, so she can get married to a stranger.
So her husband dies, she can't say the brother of my husband also died.
Okay, yeah. So what, who's this now? The Yavama is not believed.
Her brother. You can't say that my husband and
his brother died. She's only believed on her husband.
That makes sense.
She can't say my brother-in-law died.
There were only three brothers, since the first of two brothers was never fair to... Okay, so... One second. The Yavama is not... The testimony of a Yavam is accepted with regard to the death of her Yavam.
Yes, that's okay. What it's
saying. So she's saying that her Yavam, the other brother, died.
Right, correct. Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so she can say her husband died, but she can't say her Yavama died to allow another person. Why? Hoel vehu iser lav, because for her to marry somebody else is a lav. It's only translating a lav. The lav is she can't marry a stranger. So it could be Shema Yia Kalbena. Maybe this prohibition is light in her eyes, and she's not going to be so particular if the Yavama died, as opposed to saying her husband died. Here's the point. If you say your husband died, and you're wrong, that's really bad. Because when you marry another person, that's Ashes Ish territory. And that's really bad news. Or even just to say her husband died and to do Yibum with the brother, that's equally as bad. Because she's still a married woman, and on top of that, it's an erva. Alright? So if she's not gonna say unless she's really sure that she knows that the husband died. The woman's not gonna say, well, I think maybe he's died, I'm gonna go to court and say he's dead. She's gonna be absolutely sure he died because the severity of the avera is so great. Now, and more than that, taking a step further, if she'd have kids with another husband, there'd be mamzerim. But to say that, you know, my husband's dead, but the husband's dead, and now she says my yavam is dead.
To get out of
yivam. And she's going to feel, well, you know, she may say it even though she's not 100% sure that he's not dead, because the law, the punishment isn't so bad. It's right. Only an iser lav. Yeah. In other words, a woman marries somebody else before getting yivam chalitza, it's not a totally prohibited marriage. The kids are fine. Yeah. That's all okay. Yeah. So therefore, it's kalbena. She might treat it very lightly. She won't check it out so much. Therefore, we won't believe for her to say that the yavam died. So it's interesting, because even though we allow her to say her husband died, which allows her to freely marry, so we figure, I guess she could say anything she wants to allow her to freely marry. Saying, no, by a husband, she knows the repercussions are worse if she's wrong. But by a yavam, the repercussions are not so bad, so she may not be so careful and may unwittingly lie. We don't believe her. Similarly, v'chein ein ha-yavam neman lomar, so also the yavam, the brother... The second brother is not believed to say, "Meis achi, my brother died." So therefore, shiyabe mesisha, that I could do yibim with the wife.
My brother's wife.
My brother's wife. In other words, there's a man and a woman, and the brother says that my brother died. Yeah. And now the widow has to get married to me.
He's not believed.
He's not believed.
She wouldn't be allowed to marry.
Because why? A whole different reason. Yeah. Shema ain't of Nasaba. Maybe he had eyes for her.
He had eyes for her.
I know, but okay. It's a severe punishment, right?
So.
He has eyes for her. We justify that in our brain.
Similarly, we know, for example, let's say if a rabbi prohibits a woman to stay married to her husband because of a vow. Husband says, you can't have any benefits from me. And she goes to the rabbi to see what to do. And the rabbi says, sorry, can't break the vow. Well, guess what? That rabbi can never marry that woman. Because maybe he wasn't being so careful about it. So the same thing over here could be he has looks for her, right? So that's not believable. Veina Isha Nemanis Lomar, and a woman is not believed to say, Mesa Achosi, my sister died, who is married to a man, and now that she's dead, shitikonis lebeis, and I can enter her home and marry her past husband. Can't do that either for the same reasons. Okay, because she maybe wanted to marry the brother-in-law.
But if the sister really died, is she allowed
to marry? Yes.
She's allowed that.
Yes. Okay. Similar.
The man to marry is...
Two sisters. Yes. Veina ish neman lemon. A man's not believed.
Not when they're alive.
So she's saying my sister died and I can marry. So why should we believe? Maybe she's just trying to muscle in over there. Next case. Vein ha ish neman lomar. A man's not believed to say mesa ishti, my wife died. She says, and I can marry her sister. Same thing. All these last cases are not believable until when? Until two witnesses come and testify that the sister died, then she can enter into her house. Because we don't believe one witness, only to allow an aguna to marry. An aguna can't marry anybody. But all these people, they can marry anybody else they want. You know, she's saying, well, sorry, you know, my dear brother's wife, my sister died. So, okay, she died. So, go marry somebody else. You have to bedafka marry, your sister's husband. So we believe women, or we leave even one witness to stop aguna. But none of these cases are aguna. It's just you have a specific agenda and we don't allow that to happen. Alright, based on that, let's take one more step because it's just a continuation. We're going to have to wait. You know, we're not going to learn, guys, you know, for another week. Wednesday's after Tzom Gedalia. I don't know if you guys got up to learning after a fast.
So it won't be till
the following Sunday. So
probably Sunday night we're not going to learn. Because
we're not learning all
Monday
next
night,
week.
Tuesday night
is Rosh Hashanah post. And Wednesday is post fast. And I don't think fast isn't until about 10 after 8. I don't think guys are going to be coming back at 9:15. So we... No. I know, but we're not going to do Rambam. I don't think so. So anyway, so let's do Yud Beis because it's a Lefikach, and I can't wait, you know, 10 days to do a Lefikach. That's just a continuation.
Oh, it's like a cliffhanger.
We have to learn over Yud Aleph, okay? Yud Beis. Lefikach, therefore, now that we're saying they're not, she's not believed to say, Mace Yivami, to say my brother-in-law died, going back to that second halacha, the first halacha, the woman's not believed to say her brother-in-law died, because she doesn't think it's a severe avera, right? Therefore, her isha shahocha hiu balavi abom labinas ayam. A woman, her husband, and her husband's brother, right, went across the ocean. Ubav amr, she comes back and says, "Mace bali, my husband died. V'yachach mace yavami, and my brother-in-law died." Oh, or she says the opposite. Mace Yavami, my brother-in-law died. Mace Bali, my husband died. Doesn't matter the order. Hareza Einan Amenas. She's not believed to marry a stranger. Why? Because we will believe her that the husband died. She's always allowed to say her husband died, but she's not allowed to believe to say the brother-in-law died because she might not think the aver is so strong. It may not be so sure. Yeah, okay, fine.
Sorry.
We just, you know, look, therefore, just extending the case. Because we're believing her for the husband, but we're not believing her for the brother-in-law. Aval, however, im holcha hi ubalo bilvad. What if she and just her husband went alone across the sea? Uba va'amra, and she comes back and says, Nitan li yavam bin medina sayam va'meis. It must be my husband died, and also they gave me my brother-in-law
as a yavam,
and he died. Okay, bain sha'am, right? Is that what it is?
Yes.
Bain sha'am, regardless.
If the yavam was her husband,
no,
became the second husband.
She had two husbands.
Well, she had one husband first.
She had one husband, and then she married
her husband.
And then she did yavam.
She and her husband went alone.
He died,
and there was no yavam over there. More than that. We don't know there was a Yavam at all. We didn't know there was a brother. We didn't know about a brother. That brother existed.
This is like amigo.
All we know is she was married to a man. We didn't even know that there's a brother. She went with her husband. That's it. We didn't even know that the husband has a brother. We have to add that, right? So she comes back and she says, well, first of all, I want you to know my husband died. I also want to know he happened to have a brother. He was in the other country over there. And so they gave me the brother, and he died also. Bain Sharma, it doesn't matter if she says, Mace Yavami, Vachach Mace Bali, it doesn't matter if she says, my brother-in-law died first, and my husband died. Bain Sharma, Mace Bali, Vachach Mace Hayavam Shnitenli, or he says, my husband died, and then my brother-in-law died at first. Harezen Amenah, she's believed. Why is she believed?
Leave
the famous rule. Shehapeh she'asar hu hapeh she'hitter. The mouth that prohibits is the mouth that allows. In other words, we didn't know she had a brother-in-law. The only way we know she has a brother-in-law is because she told us. She told us. She wanted to lie. She didn't have to say anything about a brother-in-law. So the fact she says she has a brother-in-law, that's a good migo for us to believe her because we wanted to lie. She could have said nothing.
You have to come on to that, can't you? You say She's allowed to say her husband died. She said her husband died.
But then she couldn't get married. She couldn't get married because he's the Yavama. We won't believe her when she says that. We just said she's not believed to say her Yavama died.
But it's her husband now, though. She did Yibum.
It's not necessarily she did Yibum. No. She said, let's look at it again.
I thought she got married.
Just as my brother-in-law.
Oh, sorry. Oh.
My brother-in-law
died.
Not Yibum. Just as my brother-in-law died.
Oh, okay.
So she, normally she's not allowed to, she's not believed. But if we didn't know he existed, then if we believe her that he was alive, we have to believe her that he died.
But it,